Hello, everyone, and welcome to 100 Yards of Football Sports Talk Radio. I'm your host and producer, Logan Landers, and joining me to talk about this Week 6 NCAA matchup between the Ohio State Buckeyes and the Maryland Terrapins is, of course, my man, Mr. Football, Vincent Turner. How you doing today, sir?
Hey, man, how you doing today, Logan Landers?
Can't complain, sir. Can't complain. Coming into Week 6 of the college football season, but before we get started, if you enjoyed the episode, like, comment, share, and subscribe on Facebook and YouTube, and check out our podcast available on all major podcast streaming platforms. Well, let's get right into it. Let's talk about the Ohio State Buckeyes first and foremost, coming into this game with a perfect 4-0 record, but we all know against Notre Dame, had a little bit of a tough task, only won 17-14 in that one. And, of course, we all know that everyone has been making fun of Notre Dame for the past week or so because of their mishaps on defense. One for that, it might have been a different outcome, but the result remains the same. Ohio State on top in that one. Let's talk about this team. Who are their star players? Who's going to be their key factors in winning this game? I think first and foremost, you got to look at the quarterback position, Mr. Kyle McCord. A lot of questions coming into this season about if he was going to be the right man for the job, if he could step up, fill those shoes. And so far, he's done pretty good. So far, over 1,000 yards on the year, 65% completion percentage, 6 TDs, just one INT sack twice on the year. But the running game also been doing pretty well. Trevion Henderson, 295 on 44, and Chip Trinium behind him, 25 carries for 146. Marvin Harrison Jr., we know what he's all about. Top receiver right there, leading team with grabs with 17. Also has 336 yards for him behind him. Emeka Uboka and Cade Stover, also not too shabby. And now this all-Ohio State team is rocking on offense. Defense side of the ball, you got guys like Steel Chambers, Tommy Eichenberg, Taliq Williams. I mean, the list goes on and on in terms of talent for this team. Somewhere they can improve, though, only got 5 sacks on the year. Kind of weird to see for Ohio State. You expect them to have a little bit more. So got to get more pressure on the quarterback, but they are ball hawks. 17 passes defended, 3 INTs. I expect more out of that this upcoming game. So my keys for Ohio State, just keep doing what you've been doing on offense. Got to get things rolling a little bit more. Once again, only 17 points against Notre Dame. That and only 23 earlier in the year, their opening game against Indiana. Besides that, been looking good. Defense has been looking really good, Vincent, which normally Ohio State, we talk about their offense, but their defense, you could say, is their star of the show. What are your thoughts on the Buckeyes coming into this game?
Well, first and foremost, I want to give credit to Ryan Day. The Ohio State Buckeyes had a bye week. And 2 weeks ago, as you just mentioned, Mr. Landers, that was a huge win going into Notre Dame and winning that football game on the last play of the game. And the reason I got really respect for Ryan Day is that he showed, I want to say, some power to his personality. Mm-hmm. Warriors come out to play, simply because he responded to what Lou Holtz said. He responded with what Lee Corso said. And when we look at Ryan Day, there was a lot of people out there in the coaching ranks thought he was a little soft. But after what he said at the post game, after that big win, I kind of gained a lot of respect for Ryan Day. What I learned about that game, Kyle McCord is going to be the next big thing at quarterback for Ohio State. I don't know how they do it, but when you look at the system, the people they put out the quarterback position since Ryan Day has been there, Dwayne Haskins, Justin Fields. Can we say C.J. Stroud might be the best rookie right now in the National Football League after 4 weeks? Man, Kyle McCord is the next big thing. He played very well against Notre Dame. With any other young quarterback making his first start in that type of big game, I don't know how still would have came away from winning that football game. But the Buckeyes are going to be the Buckeyes. We know they got a great team. We know they're going to be, everybody's saying they're going to be in the college football playoffs. And when you got players like Trevion Henderson, Marvin Harrison Jr., Steel Chambers, Tommy Eckenberg, and Denzel Burke. You know what all them, you know what's all on their chest? NFL! The Buckeyes are going to be all right, man.
I think they're going to look good. Like they've been looking good all season. And let's talk about Maryland. Let's go with a team that a lot of people are kind of, I think, discrediting. But Maryland, Vincent, they're 5-0 in the year. They're a perfect 5-0, and they've got some players on that team. First and foremost, you got to look at the quarterback position. Taulia Tagovailoa, Tua's little brothers, we're going to call him here on the show. He's been tremendous this year. 13 touchdowns, only 3 interceptions, only been sacked 3 times as well. Throwing for close to 1,500 yards at nearly 66% completion percentage. He has looked great, really taking a nice step up. The running game for Maryland as well. 787 yards as a team, led by Roman Hembree and Colby McDonald in the backfield. Both those gentlemen combined for 6 touchdowns on the ground. And the receiving core, you've got a really nice distributed team here with Jashawn Johnson, Ty Felton, Caden Prather, and, of course, Corey Dykes, the tight end, all getting around 17, 18, 19 catches on the year and all for around 200-plus yards. So they're doing a really good job on offense of spreading it out evenly in terms of the running game, who you're throwing the ball to. It's hard to really pick where this team's going to go on offense. They've got so many good weapons. But before we go over to the defense, I do have to mention one key that I was looking at this game and scratched my head about. Vincent, the special teams for Maryland is a little bit off. Currently looking at kicker Jack Howes, 5 of 10 for field goals on the year, only 50%. So look at that. You might want, if you get in field goal position, Vincent, they might end up going for it on fourth down just because they might not trust their kicker. 50%? I don't know. Back to the defense, though, talking about them. Bo Brady's been looking tremendous. 26 tackles on the year, helps lead the team. Looking at sacks, they've got 13 sacks, which just blows Ohio State out the water. A lot of guys on there, too, with Caleb Wheatland, Quashawn Fuller, and Jaswan Barnum all doing some good work there. Interceptions, you got 8. I mean, I think a lot of people are saying, look, Maryland, they're just going to get steamrolled. I don't know about that, Vince. I think they're going to put up a really good fight against Ohio State. Tell me what you think about Maryland, how they can get this upset win.
I'm looking at Maryland. They 5-0 on the year. They kind of got my eyes when they went into Michigan State and beat them 31-9, then had a very big win over Indiana 44-17. But you got to think about the Terps, and you think about their football history right now. 5-0, you're playing Ohio State, who's ranked in the top 5 in the country. Mike Loskey, former assistant at the University of Alabama, has got the people believing in College Park, Maryland. And you think about the history, Randy White, lights out, Sean Marion, Stephon Diggs over there at Buffalo. You got to think they're pumping their chests a little bit. But this is a Maryland team that's very balanced on both sides of the ball. And you mentioned something about their defense. Let me throw another statistic in there. 12 forced turnovers. Mm. They're only giving up 13 points a game. Number 2 in the nation in turnover margin. So this is a Maryland team. They're playing with house money. Nobody think, hey, they're supposed to be in the same ballpark with Ohio State. But remember this, Mike Loskey was assistant on the Alabama staff under Nick Saban. So he know how to win. And so far, he's done an outstanding job up there in College Park, Maryland. I think it's going to be a closer game than we expected. I think Maryland's going to play Ohio State to the tilt. I'm looking for a 21-17 football game. And Maryland is going to show everybody in the country that, hey, they might be a good, legitimate top 25 team.
Yes, sir. Mr. Turner, my final thoughts on this one, as well as my prediction. I think that Ohio State's going to get the close win in this one. I'm going to go with the Ohio State Buckeyes getting a win 30 to Maryland 27. Just a 3-point ball game, but I think it's going to be a good one. And like we've been saying, watch out for Maryland. They've got a very good team this year. As always, Mr. Football, Vincent Turner, it's a pleasure talking sports with you each and every single week. I've been your host and producer, Logan Landers. Enjoy the rest of your night, everyone, and go enjoy some